Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, lots to talk about. Apparently, Americans are teenage kids. Huh? We'll talk about that. All Americans, teenage kids, according to the federal government, or at least one bureaucrat in the federal government. We'll get to the details. But it's really not a surprise. They're just admitting how they really think of you. But first, I've got a little dilemma here, Mark. Maybe you can help me.
This is a personal problem?
No, not really. I don't know. It's kind of a business decision.
Right? A business decision.
Okay, so...
Wait a second. You don't make business decisions. I make business decisions.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So we get people approaching us to, you know, they're in a band, like a libertarian band, right?
Yeah.
They'll approach us from time to time. Hey, guys, we got this great music. Will you use it on your show? And usually the answer is, no, I don't really think that much about the music beds on this program. I mean, they exist for the purpose of getting us from a break to the next segment. We don't really focus on them like a lot of shows will just... They'll run a music bed, and that's the term for music underneath when you talk. But they'll run one of their music beds and just let it fly for a minute, and then come in and they'll talk like they're having fun playing their favorite songs, which is fine. But on this show, we just want to get to the content, so that's why you'll usually hear us just jump right in. So music beds for me, I haven't changed them in years, and I'm not actually planning on changing the music beds. But that's usually when the bands will approach us and they'll say, "Hey, we're a libertarian rock band. Well, you have our music on there." Well, it doesn't matter. Does it matter if I have your music on? Because we're not identifying the music, so it's not like anybody's going to know who it is that we're utilizing, right? Unless they maybe go to the BBS and search for one of the music bed threads and find out. You'd have to really go through some steps to figure out what that is.
Some people care.
So I'm thinking about this as I'm watching this new libertarian rap video today. Have you seen this yet?
No.
Okay. It's great. And I'm not a big I'm not a big rap guy. I'm not necessarily into that, but I like a variety of music, and I can certainly appreciate
if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I can certainly appreciate rap. And it's called I Own Me, and it's up right now. The Lou Rockwell blog has it listed at this moment.
Okay.
That's how I found it today, and I got in touch with the guy that did it, and I'm going to take some of his video. I'm going to take his video and put it on the local cable access station. But I was just thinking, well, you know, I'm sure this guy wants exposure just like any other person wants exposure for their band. Should I be even thinking about interviewing this individual? Because then is that opening the Pandora's box of, well, you gave it an interview to the Nima V, which is his DJ name, or it's his rap star name, I guess. You gave an interview to him, but why don't you give one to us? Kind of like having a politician on the show. Oh, you interviewed Ron Paul, now you have to interview Peter Schiff or whatever other liberty-oriented politician of the moment there might be.
I don't think that's true in the same way that news... for the news story, they might report the first guy to propel himself to the moon via his own flatulence. However, once he's done it, then somebody else does it, and the next person does it, and the next person does it. They're not going to report it until the youngest person does it or the first woman to do it. You know, that's how they do it. So it's news... When you feel it's news, it's your show, and you get to decide from a programming standpoint who's on and who's not.
I think liberty-oriented rap has been done before.
But I must admit that you are throwing the stakeout to George, our caller, our nightly caller here recently, who's been calling us
a
bigot.
Steak?
Well, if it's a black guy that does the rap, I don't know.
No, actually, it's a Middle Eastern-looking gentleman.
Probably just as big of a problem.
Which is really, it's kind of cool because he's got the Middle Eastern appearance, and obviously many Americans are frightened of Middle Eastern men, and he's talking about some very radical ideas about owning oneself. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Either way,
he could be being investigated this very moment by the federal government.
What, you think they've pulled some of the investigators off of our case and put it on his?
I don't know.
Okay.
But what do you think? I mean, I see what you're saying, Mark. You're saying that we're saying this guy's news, But is he the first liberty-oriented rap person? I don't think so.
Maybe.
I believe there have been other liberty-oriented raps in the past.
To some extent, it's what inspires you. It's what move touches and inspires you to do what you want to do. And you seem to like this. And I admit there's going to be some issues. People with bands are going to say, "Why have you interviewed him?"
It seems to me like liberty-oriented rock bands are kind of like a dime a dozen in this movement. Is it just me? I mean, you normally hear about the rock bands. I mean, of course, there are the big name ones like Rush, but there are also lots of little liberty oriented
rock bands. Green Day gets credit usually
out there too. So you hear about them, and they make the rounds at the various different liberty events, things like that. And that's cool. I mean, there's definitely a place for that. But I think that everybody knows that rock's on the way out, right?
Well,
and I like rock and roll.
Rock's on the way out.
Rock has been on the way out, right? Rock has just kind of declined over time, hasn't it?
I don't know.
I believe that to be the case. It's just not as popular as it used to be.
So
I mean,
what's on the increase? The teenage girls that do the overlay voice thing, where it's
I haven't the slightest idea. I know that rap is more popular than rock and roll.
Okay.
Amongst the young generation, we're talking about
I don't know.
We're talking about the up and comers. We're talking about the Generation Ys, the generation whatever the hell the next one is,
Z.
The aughts, the Zs or something. I don't know have they come up with a name for the
Yeah, there's the second.
Whoever's next.
I've already looked it up on Wikipedia, but it's not coming off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, so I think amongst them, this sort of music is a little bit more popular, and getting the message of freedom out to those folks, I think that somebody like the Nima V would be more effective at it, simply because he's creating the kind of music that's being consumed by America's youth.
I say interview whoever you want to interview. If you thought it was good music, you should interview him. And you've always been pretty good about telling people, look, I don't want to do the interview.
And yeah, okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to run it by you. Yeah.
I mean, that's as the show gets more popular, that's what you're going to deal with more and more, is you're going to get, instead of 10 for every 10 people asking you for an interview for every one you accept, you're going to get 100, and it's just going to get that much more difficult. At some point, you're going to hire somebody to be the heavy and say no. And
that's one of the reasons why it's nice not doing a lot of interviews on this program, because it's really easy to just say to people, well, sorry, we don't really do interviews on this program, so you might want to remove me from your prospects list and never call on me again.
No.
Because typically when we get when we want to have somebody on, we're the ones looking for them. Because when you're in the radio business and you're doing a syndicated talk program, even if you're doing just a local talk program, if you get your name listed with one of the listing services out there, there are these media listing agencies that will essentially list all the different stations and talk shows and, you know, who the producer is for each one, because there are so many people out there that are looking for interviews. You know, they want you to interview them about their book, about whatever the hell, some political thing in D.C., or in the case of like one of the overnight shows, the kooky sideshow stuff. They're always contacting radio show producers about it, and so it's nice having the response of, well, sorry, we don't really do interviews on this show. Even though we do interviews on this program, it's not an interview-focused show. It's a show that allows you to call in and bring up anything, and the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. So I figured I'd meet kind of in the middle on this. I don't know. Maybe we'll have the Nima V on. We'll talk about producing music and bringing the Liberty message to the rap scene and how prevalent it is. I think that would be kind of interesting. Maybe we'll have him on for a few minutes to do that. But 800-259-9231 is the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. The story out of the Wall Street Journal, and this is one of those stories that really shows the federal government in a moment of honesty, a brief moment of honesty. Normally you don't expect that from the federal government. You don't expect that from anyone in government. But in this case, when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu sees Americans as unruly teenagers, and the administration as the parent that will have to teach them a few lessons.
This is about greenhouse gases?
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Speaking on the sidelines of a smart grid conference in Washington, whatever that is, Dr. Chu said he didn't think average folks had the know-how or will to change their behavior to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
I agree with him entirely. The fact is, what Mr. Chu isn't telling you here is that you could do more for the environment by driving a Hummer and eating only vegetables, being a vegetarian, than you could by eating a hamburger and driving a Hyundai.
I'd like you to explain that here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. And we'll let Mr. Chu speak for himself with a very fun quote in a moment. Your calls about anything, if you make them, it's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 800. 800-259-9231. That is if you teenagers can figure out how to dial your phones. 800-259-9231, because that's what the federal government considers you, is a teenager. We'll get to the rest of that story here in a few moments. Want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all free, including a Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And you can... I finally figured out, Mark, how to set my Facebook to where I can reveal some of the info, the private info, publicly, and hopefully dissuade people from sending me an invitation.
Okay.
Sending me a friend invitation.
Why? What did you?
Well, it's just
private information you're sharing publicly that would dissuade people from wanting to be your friend.
Well, I wrote in there, please just be a fan on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live at facebook.freetalklive.com, because I only want my friends list on Facebook to be people that I actually am aware of and know, hopefully in real life, that kind of thing. Because it's just, that's how I want my page to be. You accept requests from everybody, Mark, but you're going to have a tough time when you reach 5,000 and they stop you from doing that.
You can't have more than 5,000 friends?
Not at this time on Facebook. You cannot have more than 5,000. So I'm planning for that, and that's why I'm rejecting everybody that sends me a request if I don't know who that person is. And inevitably, this is one of those things where you just can't please everybody, right?
No.
And so some people seem to be appreciative of the fact that I've taken the time to write a response to them saying, hey, I want to make you aware of the Facebook page, and I'm sorry that I'm not accepting friend requests from people that I don't know. Basically, trying to be very nice about rejecting someone.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, it's never an easy process to reject somebody, right? Especially somebody who's saying, will you be my friend on Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but no, here's what you can do. You can be a fan on my profile. I hope that's good enough. I hope you'll understand. And I was trying to be as nice as I could, but a couple of people have taken issue with the fact that one guy said that it wasn't even important enough for... He didn't consider Facebook important enough for me to even write back on something like that. And I said, well, why are you writing me in the first place? If it's not important, why are you even spending this time to express how you feel about this? Why are you suggesting that I'm arrogant? Because he said that he thought I was arrogant because I took the time to write back. Now, honestly, I'm not typing every single one. I'm copying and pasting something that
I've written. But you're taking the time to do it.
Taking the time to do that, and it's not easy because Facebook doesn't allow you to do several in a row, so you have to pause and wait while you do another one because they've got like little timers that figure out if you're typing too fast and sending messages too fast. So I spent several hours yesterday doing this process, and somebody got uppity at me for it. So now I'm just thinking maybe I should just hit the ignore button. Now that people can look at my profile and it says, please don't send me a request, maybe I'll just hit the ignore button. That way I don't know. Is that going to make people more angry? I'm trying to minimize the anger and the frustration that people might feel at not being able to be allowed into the loop there.
I don't think people know that they've been ignored necessarily. You know, like basically you send the request and then when it gets accepted, you get an email. So
you don't get a rejection email.
Right, there's no rejection
email. Ignored? Okay,
no.
Well, that's good to know. So anyway, facebook.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get on board there. Stephen Chu from the Energy Department and the federal government has said that you are a teenager. In fact, the exact quote is, the American public, just like your teenage kids, aren't acting in a way that they should act, said Dr. Chu. The American public has to really understand in their core how important this issue is. And what he's talking about is the reduction of so-called greenhouse gas emissions. Now, you had said something that sounded a little confusing. What were you getting at?
Well, he said that Americans basically would simply not do what it took in order to reduce greenhouse gases to an effective amount or whatever. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, he said they'd have to be taught a few lessons. They're unruly teenagers.
Well, I don't know about that. Not that part. That wasn't what you read when I agreed.
Okay.
But essentially that Americans wouldn't do what it takes. And here's what it takes, okay? Forget about the driving, your carbon footprint and all that stuff. The fact is carbon's nothing as far as greenhouse gases go compared to methane. And methane is produced from the anal orifice of a large bovine creature. Okay.
Don't human beings also produce?
Sure, but the humans don't weigh what cows do.
Yeah.
So if you want to cut
some
down,
do.
Yeah, it'd be very, very rare human.
Yeah.
And they probably got that way by eating lots of cows.
Gotcha.
And other things. So if you want to cut down on dramatically on your greenhouse gas footprint, you need to not drive your car. You need to stop consuming beef, especially beef. But hopefully animals in general. I mean, I suppose you could cut down to furry little kittens and have kitten steaks instead. Mm-hmm. And that would probably, you know, I mean, you consider that that the kittens have the added advantage that they aren't indigenous to the North American continent. So, that you can cut down on other competing species that the kittens are competing for food for or whatever.
They're overpopulated too,
yeah,
cats.
Absolutely. So, and it's true. The Humane Society is chock full of cats.
They're killing them.
Very many dogs. So you
have to kill them. If you right. have too many cats, somebody got to die.
Right.
Basically,
so you might as well eat cats instead of cows.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm really just kidding.
No, it's really not a bad idea. I mean, it's a down economy, right? People are having a tough time. Maybe it's time to consider going out and into the woods and catching some cats. Maybe some of the strays around the neighborhood.
The real people
come up on the barbecue grill.
The people that want greenhouse gases reduced.
Invite the neighbors over.
Really, in fact, want you to stop eating animals entirely. It's the industry of producing animals for food that bothers them the most. I don't know how many animals would live on the land that the animals that are produced for food would live on otherwise, and how much methane they would produce. But that's what they want. They want you to eat soybeans. And as good as soybeans might be in your miso soup, they're not going to be very satisfying if Americans have to eat them constantly. And so he's correct. Americans aren't going to do what it takes in order to reduce greenhouse gases significantly.
Well, he's got a plan.
Oh, good.
The administration aims to teach them, literally. Uh-huh. The Environmental Protection Agency is focusing on real children, partnering with the parent-teacher organization. The agency earlier this month launched a cross-country tour of 6,000 schools. That's a lot of schools.
Yeah.
To teach students about climate change and energy efficiency. EPA administrative bureaucrat said, "We are showing people across the country how energy efficiency can be part of what they do every day, confronting climate change, saving money on our utility bills, and reducing our use of heavily polluting energy can be as easy as making a few small changes." And you know, I don't see anything wrong with the idea of saving on your utility bills. I mean, that's a sensible thing to do.
Sure.
People need to save money. One of the ways they can do it is turn off some damn lights in the house. I think there's some sensible things that can be done. But that said, if you can afford to pay your energy bills, it's not like anybody's going to run out of energy anytime
soon. See, this is where it all sort of falls. This is the socialists. They can't help but think in a socialized fashion. They believe that the energy on the planet is their energy, our energy. This is, you're using up our fossil fuels. You're burning our gasoline.
Well, it's
stop.
Exxon's fuel and whoever
else. Right. It belongs to whomever it belongs to. Now, I agree that it's good to save on your electric bills, but that electricity that I use in order to do what I want is mine, and I get to decide whether or not I want to use it.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, but as usual, they're targeting the children of America to attempt to, I guess, bring their parents into to line here. Maybe they'll recruit them into some new federal agency like they're doing with the Girl Scouts. By the way, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Just dialing toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features in there, all free, so enjoy those on us. At bbs.freetalklive.com, they'll take you to our bulletin board system, but freetalklive.com will get you access to the entire site. It's all free. freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. And Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. So enjoy, because in every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get your free audiobook download by signing up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. By the way, I haven't made up my mind on the whole Facebook thing, so if you want to give me your input on whether or not, how should I handle ignoring people on Facebook? Not because I think that you're not cool people that are instant messaging me with your friend requests, but just because, you know, curious how you think. What should I do in this case? What would you do if you were me? Would you send a nice rejection letter to folks, or would you just hit the ignore button? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Steve in Florida. You can bring up anything. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve. Steve in Florida, going once. Steve in Florida. You're
on the
air.
Hello.
Hey, you're on. Go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to the podcast, and I was actually going to call about something else tonight, but this so infuriated me that I had to call about it when you guys talked about the premature baby that they let die in England.
Oh, yeah. Healthcare for everybody.
Well, I come from a kind of a long line of women who worked with babies in maternity wards, so I started calling my grandmother, who's 80-something years old, who worked in maternity wards from just after World War II all the way up until she retired. And I asked her, I said, how premature could a baby be back then in the 1950s, 40s and 50s, 60s? How premature could this child be and you would expect it to live? And she said, you know, if it was earlier than about 32 weeks, pretty much just wrap that baby up in paper and put it on a shelf because it's not going to live. I mean, obviously this isn't, I'm not saying this is what they literally did. Obviously they tried, but it was, they just knew it was a foregone conclusion this kid was going to die if it was earlier than about 32 weeks.
Okay.
And now fast forward, 40, 50 years, and they can save babies as early as about 20 or 21 weeks if they're born at that point in the gestation period, not the gestation, but the... I guess it's gestation, isn't it?
It's probably not cheap. I'm sure it's a relatively expensive process.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's expensive. Like. But the larger point is, under the English socialized system, they are never going to learn how to save a baby that is earlier than 23 weeks or whatever it is, whatever the arbitrary cutoff point is. There's never going to be a motive for anybody to ever develop the technology to save babies born earlier than that, because why would you bother? They wouldn't be allowed to implement these procedures and techniques and new equipment and new drugs and so forth.
Right.
They wouldn't be allowed to do this anyway. So why bother?
They don't have the incentive.
If they had that same standard back in the 1950s in the United States or anywhere in the Western world, they would have said, 32 weeks is the cutoff, and we would right now be living in a situation where at 32 weeks, if a kid was born at 31 weeks, forget it. Wrap that kid up and throw him in the garbage can because he's not going to live anyway.
It wouldn't matter. They wouldn't get paid any extra if they saved the kid.
That's right. They don't have nobody has a profit-seeking motivation, as Harry Brown would say. Harry Brown, the former libertarian candidate and radio show host, you and I, Ian, are big fans of him. I think Mark is too.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to really know Harry, but I still consider him a mentor, even if he didn't really know who I was.
As do I, yes, exactly. And that's what he would say. He would say that you don't have if the arbitrary cutoff point was the same as it was back in 1950, if it had been established, let's say, in 1950, and back then it was 32 weeks, was approximately the amount of prematureness that you could be born with, then that would be it, and we'd be living with that today.
Right.
There is a kid somewhere who was born at 20 weeks who is now a teenager. He was born in the early 1990s.
Yep. Great point.
And he is alive with no blindness, no mental retardation, or anything like that. And in England, you will never see a situation like this. Nobody will ever even bother to develop that technology. This is absolutely infuriating to me.
Sure. Brilliant call, Steve.
Yeah, it makes perfectly good sense. If you think about driving a car at 55 miles an hour versus driving a car at 100 miles an hour, you know that there's a difference in the way that the vehicle handles. However, if they put a governor on every vehicle, if they made it a law that every vehicle, even race cars or whatever, had to have a governor at 85 miles an hour, nobody's ever going to know how to drive a car at 100 or 120 because they'll never have gotten one up to that speed.
Right, and the car wouldn't be able to handle it anyway, likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great points tonight. Yeah, any other thoughts?
If I could, really quickly, this dude George, who's been calling in from New Mexico, I don't really want to dwell on this guy. He's gotten already more attention than he deserves. Basically, I think that you could sum up all of his calls just by saying, as if you're him, I'm less racist than you. It's like the self-congratulatory thing that he's got going on, you know?
I'm not sure that's true.
I am so not racist that I can point out the racism even in Ian and Mark, who claim that they're not racist.
It may be that he's trying to point out our racism. That much is true. He's doing our very best, his very best.
I will not admit to being racist. There's no evidence that I'm racist. I think that human beings are human beings.
But he's trying to point it out, and I don't know, however, if he's more or less racist than we are. There's never been any evidence for that. He doesn't like to answer questions.
Sure, but that's just what I get when I listen to his calls. I just get the feeling that that's his whole mission in calling you guys is to say, see, look at me, I'm less racist than you guys.
I feel like it's, see, look at me, I can bust Free Talk Live, look how inconsistent they are. I think he was trying to point out inconsistencies in our viewpoints, and I don't think he did a very good job. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you. Good points. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll go. I would admit, Mark, to having some prejudice, and I think that's built in from society, and it's poisoning that I'm doing my best to get over. But that's different from being racist, don't you think?
I don't know. You know, I think that if you treat people badly based on their race, that's racism, right?
I don't know if it's necessarily how you treat someone, but it's certainly what you say about them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could treat them fine, but saying nasty things behind closed doors, you're still a racist.
Yeah. I think we've pointed out on the show that that some people in government positions, particularly sort of redneck cops, you know, like to pick on people because of their race. Okay. And it seems pretty clear to me that that's true. I might be wrong, but, you know, whatever. Are there racists who are black or Mexican or whatever? Absolutely.
Yeah.
However, it's unlikely that those people are in power. They may be, but I mean in the United States. And I can buy, you know, I'm in the United States. That's really the only place I can count. I can really talk about. I certainly don't believe in racism against anyone for anything, but, you know, whatever.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Scott is in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's
I
on
think
your mind
Ron
tonight?
Paul said it best when he said, I saw a video clip of him one time where he said, having libertarian principles is the opposite of racism, because racism is a generalization, whereas libertarian principles, you see people as individuals first. So if you can take hold of that sort of seeing people as individuals, then you can get over racist tendencies.
But what George was trying to bust us on was that while we would say something like that, at the same time, we've certainly been guilty of putting people into groups on this program easily communicate.
You know,
it's not racist to put someone in a group. It's racist to consider everybody who has a similar quality essentially to be the same. I think that's the problem, and to be, you know, certainly negative towards them for that.
Well, actually, you know, that made me, I called about something else, but this actually made me think of something, is that recently in Winnipeg here, there was a fellow, this kid was walking across a bridge, and he fell off the bridge and fell in the river. And, are you going to break?
We'll tell the rest in a moment.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Someone falling into a river. We'll find out where that's going. It doesn't sound like fun, though, especially if it's cold. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, racism, prejudice, anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian, with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the archives, the wiki, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We give it all away at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased or in his reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com. You can join his Facebook group or Twitter.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone call. Scott is on the line in Winnipeg. You were beginning to tell us a story about someone falling into a river. Go ahead and pick that up, please.
Okay, cool, yeah. We were talking a little bit about racism and sort of putting people in groups. So the point of the story is that this happened back in May. There was some kids playing on a bridge, and one of them fell into a river, and it's not the most pleasant river, we'll say. Sewage and stuff goes in there.
Yeah.
And there's a fellow that was hanging by the sides of the river, and he jumped in and saved this kid from drowning. And then about 2 weeks ago, same bridge, same river, another person, I don't know exactly how they got in there, but they were in trouble again. Same guy rescues another person. Now, the kicker is that this guy, the reason why he happened to be by the river is because he lives by the river.
Lives
He's
there.
A homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
And he is someone that a lot of people in my town would just walk by and think is another drunk Indian. That's exactly the words that a lot of people would use.
Mm-hmm, right.
But he saved two lives. And it goes to show that, you know, when you just view people in these huge collective groups, you don't see them for the individuals that they really are.
Yeah.
And I think that that's sort of the point of seeing people as individuals rather than putting them in these big collective groups that aren't really justified. Some groups are just for sure, you know, liberals, conservatives, you know, if they self-identify, sure. But it's when you place people in these groups, you don't get to see them as having that individual worth. That's what can lead to racism and violence and all these things that I think aren't so great.
If I self-identify as a drunk Indian, do you think anybody will take me seriously?
Do you have some Indian in your
no,
blood there?
No.
Hey, thanks for the call. Great
no
thoughts
problem.
Tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, the discussion about racism / prejudice, which I don't think are the same thing at all, kind of reminds me of a time when I went to Louisiana when I was younger, probably about a decade ago at this point, back when I was doing network marketing. I'd gone to Louisiana by myself on a Greyhound bus for a network marketing convention that I was attending there. And I was in New Orleans, actually. And there are a lot of black people in New Orleans. A lot.
There were. I don't know if there still are.
There were? I don't. Good point. This was pre-flood, again, about 10 years ago. And, you know, I'm 19, 18 years old, something like that, walking around New Orleans all by myself and enjoying myself. And nice old city. And there was one point at which I was coming back from one of the events, and I got a really cheap hotel out on the outskirts of New Orleans, mm-hmm. because, well, I didn't have a lot of money and didn't want to spend a whole lot of money living to a hotel right up in the center of town.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was getting on a bus at very, very late at night, and the entire bus was filled with black people. And for me, it was like one of those moments, like, wow, you know, I shouldn't feel uncomfortable here. I shouldn't feel uncomfortable. But I felt kind of like the fish out of water to some extent. And I shouldn't feel that way, and I know I shouldn't feel that way. And, of course, everything was fine. I mean, I got on the bus and got through the bus ride and got off, and everything was fine. Nobody mugged me or anything like that. But there's a certain experience that you're taught when you're growing up, and it's that, you know, it's that prejudice. That's what I'm talking about. And obviously, these are just individuals, and that's what I try to. That's what I focus on judging people on, especially today. But it felt like wow. Okay, this is me in the role of what a black person would have felt like had they gotten on a bus in the middle of New Hampshire, for instance. It's
maybe to some
very
extent,
awkward.
I don't
it
know.
It was for me
at
that time.
I don't think that there's quite the same sort of danger feel, you know, to it.
Well, how do you know that?
I just don't think that they feel that way. I mean, it's just a guess.
Okay.
That's why I said I don't think. I did have this conversation one time with a roommate of mine in prison who was black. And I said, you know, I try not to judge people based on their color and, you know, the whole white guy spiel on this thing. And then, you know, I said, but, you know, when I walk past a group of young black guys on a street corner, I feel a little tense. And he said, shoot, so do I. And so.
Well, yeah, it was late at night, and I was all alone and very, you know, young, skinny guy. So certainly wouldn't have been able to do anything.
He said that, you know, his statement, and I'm not saying it's only that guy's statement, but his statement was, you know, he'd feel more comfortable walking by a group of white teenagers on a corner in a white neighborhood than he would a group of black teenagers in a black neighborhood. Now, I assume he's not talking about his corner in his neighborhood.
Right, and this was a black guy.
Yeah, this is a guy from, you know, from the projects in Jacksonville.
Gotcha. So just, you know, just kind of trying to give a real-life example from my life of feeling very a little strange.
He once asked me if every state had its own moon.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here, going unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Gene, the racist Christian anarchist.
Why are you a racist? What's that mean?
Well, I have admitted in the past that I'm a racist. I think everybody is a racist to some extent. In fact, I think it's foolish to make such a big deal out of people claiming that, you know, that they're racist. As long as you don't hurt people, as long as you're not out to people harm.
Okay, go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I acknowledge that the races are different, and in that, just in acknowledging that today, people will label you racist. Now, I don't go just so far as to say that they're different in the way they look. Races are absolutely different. I mean, I live with a Chinese woman. I go to China.
But that's not racism. That's not racism.
No, it's not. But people will label you as racist. Now, I'm gonna say that even the brains of certain races are different. Now, people are going to holler and scream and complain about that. But I believe that the genetic differences go to the brain.
But you've got to understand on this,
what's
Gene, is I don't know what it means precisely, but what
I'll
you
but it in a minute.
There's so much crossover between the races that race is essentially self-identified. You are what you believe yourself to be, because the fact is we had a co-host on this show that was 2 or 3% black. He didn't know it, and so, you know, I mean, he made a bunch of jokes about us putting him down or whatever, keeping him down, but. I don't know what race I am. I'm adopted. For all I know, I could be anything. But I happen to look white. They gave me some papers, and somebody claimed these were my races. But I don't know.
And my own theory about racism is that the reason we have races at all is through genetic defects. Because whether you believe in evolution, such as some of you people, or creation, which is what I believe in, you still believe that there was one Eve at some point. There was one woman that was the mother of the human race. Now, at that point, there is no black and white. So all
wait. Isn't that presumptive? I think you're presuming something.
I think that's what science believes. I think he's right.
Really? Science believes there was an original Eve, that there weren't?
Yeah.
I mean, if evolution could happen, couldn't it happen in different places at the same time or relatively at the same time?
You got to read the science journals.
No, I haven't.
The evolutionists also believe in a common ancestor, a common woman who is the mother of all race.
Interesting.
So it doesn't matter whether you believe in evolution or creation, you still are stuck with all the races coming from one genetic beginning. Now, that means that all the races
are... Well, that's if you believe in evolution or the other option. I think there can be some other options, don't you?
Okay, so find another option. But what I'm saying is for 99% of the people listening to your audience right now, they're going to believe in one or the other. Either way, you still have the same situation. You have one genetic gene pool that everybody came from. Now, in that regard, that means that every race that exists today exists due to inbreeding, and it's a genetic defect. If you took every race today and rebred them together, you would wind up with a closer match to what we started out as. Now, I'm going to talk about the brain, because I do believe that there are differences in brain, and this idea is so politically incorrect. I mean, I might get thrown off the air here.
Sure is.
But but the fact is, Germans make the best machinists and engineers. Chinese and other Oriental races make the best mathematicians as a whole. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions. There's always exceptions. Black people do not make the best mathematicians, I'm sorry, but they make excellent basketball players. They're great at track and field. And there are excellent black mathematicians out there. I'm not saying there are no exceptions to this rule.
I don't know if there
certainly are exceptions to
that.
I don't know that it's a rule either.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not going to jump on board with that one.
I'm not ready to.
I think individuals are different, and there's all kinds of differences between them. More on the way here. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up anything, and we'll have a Middle Eastern gentleman on with us here in a few moments. Rap sensation, or maybe someday. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.